Well, hello. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz on www.bbsradio.com. That's from bloginservice.com. The Insight Hour brought to you every week, Wednesdays and Saturdays. That's 8 p.m. East Coast time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And where I'm calling from and actually broadcasting from is this beautiful place called the Big Island of Hawaii, Paradise, the Hawaiian Holy Land. We lovingly call Sedona, Hawaii here, where we have a Creator's Rainbow Spa. It is now 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Hawaii time. I want to thank Don from BBSRadio.com for putting this all together. Don, you can thank Don for all of his great service to humanity. Here's a brother who's totally dedicated to telling people what the truth is and having folks and guests like me come on, hosts like me come on and share with you what, from our perspective, the reality is going on in the world today. There's a toll-free number to call in if you'd like to get engaged in this discussion. If you have any questions for me with regard to health, happiness, we've talked about love in the last couple programs. It's relationship to health and healing. And I've been having some extremely amazing, wonderful revelations over the last couple days, actually as a result of the show that we've been doing. So I want to thank Don, and I want to thank Dwayne Robbins, who's our LifeWave, as well as our Q2 and Q3 support staff person. I want to thank Jeff Brakey from Zuma. The folks behind this program, our sponsors, are awesome people, and I'm privileged and very, very happy to have them part of our team, bringing to you every week this one-hour broadcast that it actually extends to 90 minutes on many, many evenings, whereby people, after I get done, have a discussion as to what are the health benefits and even the financial benefits and blessings for becoming part of the bio-spiritual dream team. Think of the concept, bio-spiritual, bio-spirituality. What is that? Biology and spirituality married. Well, isn't that an interesting concept that the pharmaceutical industrialists don't even entertain? Here's a business brief, little commentary from Thursday, December 8th, newspaper here in Hawaii, and actually nationwide because it was Associated Press, the mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency, tells you the Merck company rests its case in the Vioxx trial. For those who don't know, Merck Pharmaceuticals is one of the premier and oldest pharmaceutical companies in the world. In fact, when I attempted to find information and intelligence on the Merck family, forget it. I mean, you could find intelligence on the Rockefeller family, the Rothschild family, Kissinger and the Bush family, but you can't find anything on the Merck family. That should tell you something right then and there. Highly secreted is their family history and their financial dealings. Here's from Houston. Merck and Company rested its case this past Wednesday in the first federal trial involving the painkiller Vioxx. Now, think of the name Vioxx, V-I-O-X-X. Well, that double X, just like an Exxon, it should be a tip-off for anybody who's read my work, including the books Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, where we originally released, after 3,000 years in hiding, the musical scale of our Creator, and then from that, determine the alphanumerics of not only Hebrew, but English. Actually, Hebrew's alphanumerics were already long studied, but the English language, for the first time in modern history, we learned through the Healing Codes revelations, the original musical scale revelation, that the English language is, in fact, Hebrew backwards alphanumerically. And the X's happen to be sixes, so that XXX in adult entertainment is 666. Now, this drug called Vioxx, it should have been obvious for anybody who's read my work that there's something completely satanic about this particular drug. VI, that's Roman numeral VI, that's a 6. VO is a 6. XX, as I mentioned, is a 6. So you got 6666 is the name of Vioxx. And that's based on, again, the revelations of the Illuminati's alphanumeric code. And that really helps you to understand Revelation 13:18 in the Bible that tells you in the great end times when the earth changes have struck, when the weather changes have hit, when the great plagues have decimated two-thirds or half the world's population, which is very close to now with regard to not just AIDS, but all the vaccine-induced injuries, all the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, all of those vaccine-related illnesses. And it says Vioxx, in fact, should tell you something about the pharmaceutical company's involvement in satanic sorcery. And the Bible tells you in Revelation 13:18 at this time, herein lies wisdom. This is a quote. Herein lies wisdom. Let those who understand count the number of the beast, for it is also the name of a man. And his number is 666. End quote, Revelation 13:18. Now, that's a riddle, isn't it? To count, you do that in numbers, with numbers. Names are written in letters. You obviously need an alphanumeric code, and that is the code about which I speak. It is the VIOXX code, or the 6666 code. This Associated Press mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency, and by the way, CIA operates primarily as an offshoot under the direction of British Secret Service, MI6. MI6, that's the third note of the original musical scale, by no coincidence. Miracle 6, or Do, Re, Mi, Ut, Re, Mi, Mira, Gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. The frequency is 528. Add the numbers. 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15. Add them again. The 1 plus 5, that's 6. MI6, British Secret Service. That's essentially, again, deals with the alphanumeric code of the Illuminati that the revelations in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, when we revealed the alphanumerics of the English language, we also revealed the code of the Illuminati, as well as their chief Gestapo, that is British Secret Service, MI6, and the Associated Press's article in this business section of the Hawaii Tribune, is essentially a mouthpiece for Central Intelligence that takes its direction from British Secret Service, MI6. Here it says, the painkiller Vioxx, that's what the federal trial was about, it was a case that resulted after a pathologist testified that the drug played no role in a man's fatal heart attack. Well, that's not quite the truth. There's been a lot of people harmed by Vioxx. Goes on. Closing arguments were set for Thursday in the trial stemming from a lawsuit filed by Evelyn Irvin Plunkett, whose 53-year-old husband, Richard Dickey Irvin, died in 2001 after taking Vioxx for back pain for a month. She says White House Station, New Jersey-based Merck, and that's, of course, in northern New Jersey where most of these pharmaceutical industrialists hang out and have their shingles, their primary U.S. Export and development and home offices, which is very close to where the anthrax mailings were mailed, not again by coincidence. It says New Jersey-based Merck failed to issue safety warnings that the Vioxx caused his heart attack. It caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. But what's the link here between pharmaceutical industrialists and the Central Intelligence Agency's premier mouthpiece, Associated Press? Well, the link is what's called IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization. The Merck family, of course, being a German family, intimately engaged in the development of IG Farben. Again, this was pre-Hitler. This was the chemical combine, the paint companies, and the different color companies where chemicals were developed, and not just chemicals, but pharmaceuticals along with them. The founding company, one of them, besides Merck, was Bayer at the forefront, Bayer AG, Bayer Aspirin Company. Of course, you look at their logo, it's, again, no coincidence that the original logo had the color Bayer and the cross of the bear, just like in red against the white background. That was, again, indicative of the royal family of England and the sacred geometry of the royalty, the blood lineage, and the cross, the original St. Christopher's cross. At any rate, he goes on to say here that Dr. Thomas M. Wheeler, the head of Baylor College of Medicine's Pathology Department. Where have we seen that name before? Baylor College of Medicine. Oh, interesting. That's in Texas. Oh, what else is there? Tanox Biomedical Systems of Houston, Texas, where this Associated Press story stems from, Houston, Texas. Baylor College of Medicine, where the Bush George H.W. sat as on the board of advisors for the College of Medicine at the time that his good friend, James Baker III, was vice president of Tanox Biomedical Systems of Houston, Texas, and produced on behalf of the vaccine industrialists, primarily Merck, the vaccines given to the Gulf troops en route to the Gulf that they had previously experimented on in Huntsville, Texas, in the Huntsville prison population in Texas. And they gave, back in late 60s and early 70s, mycoplasma, which today is responsible for the vast majority of these upper respiratory flu-like illnesses, hacking and coughing, people are, your friends and family and mine, are for weeks, if not months. People who have previously don't even get sick are hacking and coughing thanks to this critter, this beastie, this mycoplasma agent that Baylor College of Medicine, under the direction of the Tanox Biomedical Systems and with George Bush looking on the board of advisors for the College of Medicine, tested in the Huntsville prison population, gave the prisoners Gulf War syndrome about 15 years before the Gulf War. They had perfected it by the time the Gulf War came around in 1990, and when they injected the 700,000 troops en route to the Gulf with the vaccines that contained this agent, deadly agent. If you wonder why Saddam Hussein, at the end of getting a shellacking, was celebrating his victory against America and the Allied forces, you might understand why, because he was an inside player. He knew what was going on with regard to the Bush family and the pharmaceutical industrialists and the global industrialists and the genocidal agenda and the depopulation agenda and the targeting of massive amounts of people, not simply military, but now the civilian population with an infectious agent called mycoplasma, initially distributed to Gulf War troops en route to the Gulf in the contaminated vaccines. Of the 700,000 poisoned, 200,000 returned sick. 80,000 have subsequently died, and they spread that disease to the civilian population, not just of America, North America, Canada as well. Other countries except for France, they all came down with this illness. The French knew what was up. The government intimately connected, tied to Pasteur Conant laboratories and vaccine producers, the alternative to the Merck cartel and the Merck company. They knew that the vaccines were contaminated. They didn't allow their soldiers to get injected with these contaminated vaccines. Subsequently, France was the only country that did not get Gulf War syndrome. So now we got here Dr. Thomas M. Wheeler, the head of Baylor College of Medicine's pathology department, testified Wednesday that Irvin's sudden death was caused by a plaque that ruptured in his artery, causing a blood clot that led to the heart. He said Vioxx did not contribute to Irvin's death. Now, isn't that the way the game is played? You simply have a prostitute whore, a medical deity named, in this case, Thomas Wheeler, head of Baylor College of Medicine. Oh, it's such a esteemed medical school and medical college in the pathology department. How high can you go as a prostitute? This guy's at the top. An organization that you can't trust as far as you can spit on them. The bottom line is these people are behind genocide. Genocide. It's, in this case, iatrogenocide, a combination of terms. Iatrogenesis, physician-induced illness, and genocide. Webster defines it as the mass killing of people or enslaving of people, such as this, in this case, to drugs and chronic disease treatment. Enslaving and or killing for economics. Certainly profiteers are engaged here, along with medical prostitutes. For ideology, the idea that we need less population is also engaged in this definition of genocide, the mass killing or enslaving of people for economics, ideology, or simply politics. Again, the Bush family at the heart of the Baylor College scam, and this is what's going on. So these people can't trust as far as you can throw them. This is the guy that claims, oh, Merck has no fault whatsoever, no liability. Vioxx, the 6666 drug, is just an awesome drug. We should all be taking it, even if we don't have any problems. I'm sure that would be greatly appreciated by the profiteers. Goes on to say, quote, under cross-examination, Wheeler said he had heard of an article by Merck scientists saying that COX-2 inhibitors, such as Vioxx, could increase the risk of destabilizing arterial plaques. But he said it was a theoretical possibility that deserved more study and that there was no clinical evidence. How many times have we heard that in healthcare and in, unfortunately, patient care, whereby definitive, known, proven realities are subsequently, because you point the finger or you charge a drug company with liability, and suddenly they propose their scientific blue ribbon panel of experts that say, oh no, you must be mistaken, the jury is still out, the science is left hanging. You know, another time that we saw this, and I witnessed it firsthand, the hard way, is in front of the United States Congress when I had a brief opportunity to testify. I wonder whether my lengthy written testimony provided to the United States Congress in front of Dan Burton's Congressional Investigating Committee, where I was selected as a U.S. Autism Ambassador honorary to cross-examine officials from the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Mental Health with regard to the fact that they were lying. The fact is that experts had already proven, the data was in, that the mercury in the vaccinations caused a hideous increase in our children's mental disturbances and neurological impairments. The thimerosal, the mercury derivative in virtually all of the vaccines up until recently, now just the adult doses have toxic mercury, one of the most toxic poisons, heavy metals on the planet. They're still giving you in your adult vaccines. Come, elderly, get your flu vaccines. Come get them for free at Walmart. Well, you know what you get for free today? Genocide. Genocide. That's it. That's what you get for free. There's a purpose behind this madness of what the vaccine industrialists wish to poison you with. The methods are very, very clear. Contaminated vaccines are the number one genocidal weapon. It's the number one way that you can not only kill slowly populations, deceived by the saying, the falsehood, the myth that vaccines are safe and effective. Never a greater lie has ever been told. It's in keeping with Hitler's philosophy. He said, you tell a lie long enough, eventually they'll believe the truth. And the greater the lie, the more people will believe it. That's exactly a classic example. Vaccines are safe and effective. In fact, the reality is that not one single risk-benefit analysis has ever been conducted on any one vaccine. Not one. Not a single one of any vaccine out there today has the public health litmus test satisfied for its safety and its efficacy. Why? Because to do a risk-benefit analysis, you've got to get the negative data in as well as the positive allegations. In other words, you've got to follow a vaccine for far more than 2 weeks, which is approximately the final time that's allotted by the drug companies to study whether vaccines cause side effects. That's acute reactions occur within hours and at most a few days after a vaccine. But what about the chronic debilitating diseases? They're never reported or rarely reported according to the CDC, today, less than 10%. Less than 10% of vaccine injuries ever get reported. That means you're missing more than 90% of the data. That means that you cannot conduct a definitive risk-benefit analysis with missing data, which means that not one single vaccine has ever achieved the litmus test, the stamp of approval based on what public health is supposed to be instead of public genocide, masquerading in disguise. So this is the problem that I have with reading this news item about the Merck and Company and their trial with regard to Vioxx. The fact is that you can't trust these people as far as you can throw them. The fact is that you can't trust even the judicial process by which these people are tried. You can't trust it all. In fact, the words, "Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues." That was the Messiah's counsel to us, dealing with Babylonian society in which the military medical industrialists, the military medical petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, the global industrialists, the globalists, the New World Order elite wish you to become enslaved to chronic diseases and drugs like Vioxx and numerous others that by themselves cause horrific side effects and cause other diseases that you then are again medicated with. Who makes the money? Follow the money, and you can then understand the counsel. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues. So remember, during World War II, where the Merck family made its vast fortune also, they were quite wealthy. In fact, they were the premier homeopathic suppliers and pharmaceutical suppliers for the royalty of Europe. 300 years ago was where they got their start in this business. And in World War II, when they received the lion's share of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II, you better believe that they were engaged along with Prescott Bush, the father of the current president, and friends of his, everyone from the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts, the Whitneys, those, the wealthiest of Americans, funded what was called eugenics. Today, eugenics, mostly people don't know what that word means. Eugenics is simply defined as the scientific investigation of genetic differences between the races, including the genetic predispositions for diseases between the races. And that if you think today eugenics has ended, you are wrong. Look at HIV/AIDS. Look at the way it's devastated primarily minority populations, not only in the United States, Africa, now India and Asia as well. Look at the other diseases that have a unique predisposition for black people, such as the Ebola virus. Now I speak about the documentation in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. One of 14 books that I've got out right now, my only bestseller, national bestseller, contains in it the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by Litton Bionetics, the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab that also contained the contracts to ship contaminated chimpanzees to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, which prepared the 1970 through 74 pilot vaccines, the hepatitis B vaccines, laced with HIV/AIDS, given to gay men in New York City. Read the research reports. Gay men in New York and blacks in Central Africa received the Merck Pharmaceutical Company's contaminated hepatitis B vaccines in the initial pilot investigations that triggered the international AIDS pandemic. Who was it that was overseeing the board of advisors of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company? None other than Kissinger and Associates, Henry Kissinger, whose name also in the alphanumeric code, by no coincidence, is 666. Oh, check it out. So is the word vaccination. V-A-C-C-I-N-A-T-I-O-N is 666, using the same precise alphanumeric code that reveals the British Secret Service MI6, the source of their code and their name from the original musical scale, and that this is now gives you some background on who it is that we're dealing with. Kissinger and Associates, Merck Pharmaceutical Company's premier advisory panel. And at the same time that the Merck Pharmaceutical Hepatitis B vaccines were being doled out to the gay men in New York and the blacks in Central Africa and the Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York, where by 1976, they closed the school, alleging physical and sexual and emotional abuse of these children. They were covering up the fact that these children were experimental subjects in the Merck Pharmaceutical Company hepatitis B vaccine trials, in pilot investigations, the first studies, so that by 1976 we had the first case of HIV/AIDS in New York. By 1978 we had about a dozen or so, maybe a couple dozen cases by 1978. So you can't look to the 1978 studies for hepatitis to find the true origin. The origin was back in 1970, by 74, the pilot studies. Again, this Merck Pharmaceutical Company, whose drug Vioxx 6666 is linked to vaccination 666, to Kissinger 666. Oh, interesting. This is such a coincidence, Dr. Horowitz. How can you possibly think there's a conspiracy going on here? Oh, so anyway, let's open the lines up. I've talked enough. This bottom of the hour has come up. Let me just give you the toll-free number to call to get engaged in this discussion, or if you have any questions. We can talk about the good news if you like, and let me give you also a couple other numbers. If you want to get the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and see where I began with the revelations that allowed me to ultimately get the British Secret Service's fundamental alphanumeric code, which we followed up in a book called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, which, by the way, came out 3 months before September 11th. Think of the name, the prophetic title of the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. So here's a toll-free number to call. If you want to get the books, call 888-508-4787. That's connecting to one of our wonderful sponsors, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. That's www.HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Toll-free number is 888-508-4787. And then if you'd like to get engaged on the Inside Hour today, be a guest on our show and ask a question or raise a point or articulate your concern, call 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. International callers, there's a special number for you. Here it is, 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. And again, those numbers are available every Saturday. Saturday's Inside Hour is brought to you by www.bbsradio.com. Most of you are listening right now over the blog inservice.com network at www.bbsradio.com. So let's take our callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Rebecca in Montana, and I'm wondering if you have heard of clathration.
Rebecca, tell me a little bit about that.
What I was reading was that it's to detox heavy metals, and it's been used in particularly with autistic children where they're having a high percentage of improvement. C-L-A-T-H-R-A-T-I-O-N. And
I'm glad you spelled that. I thought you said castration for a minute.
No.
Okay. Spell that again. C-L-A.
T-H-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Castration, huh?
Yes.
No, that's a new one on me. So it's a, what is it?
Well, I haven't been reading about it lately, and it works along the lines of EDTA, except it does not deplete the body of minerals and vitamins, and it is a spray, and I think it's like a works along the lines of homeopathic, if it isn't homeopathy itself, where you spray it and it detoxes the heavy metals without going through any side effects, and it seems to be an agent that works well, but that is mild acting. And I was going to ask you, you know, after somebody did the, because I haven't found anybody really that knows too much about it other than this website that I found that I don't have on my lips, but what I can do is, because I've just moved and things are in boxes, I can find this information, and if I know how to get it to you, then we could talk about it on Wednesday when you have your other Insight Hour.
Oh, sweet, but Rebecca, that would be great. You can do that. There's a number of different things that I recommend for detoxification, particularly for children who have been affected by mercury and the heavy metals,
uh-huh.
And some in the past have been homeopathics. There was the Biosode by Holbon Corporation. They are out of Florida. Unfortunately, they only now distribute through healthcare professionals, but that is one of many homeopathics that do well for mercury detox. Also, for anyone listening, besides this particular product, there's a most conservative way to begin heavy metal detoxing of your children is with the clays, the bentonite clay, and I know Nature's Sunshine. We don't carry that one with Healthy World Distributing, but we probably should. It's an excellent product. The bentonite clay by Nature's Sunshine is a good product. Various clays, in fact, are great for pulling out toxins out of the body. And there are a number of chelation agents that if you study the word just chelation, you can do that through a Google search. You can come up with a lot of different products that can help to eliminate the burden of mercury toxicity and other heavy metals.
And even for an adult, I'm assuming the same, but I was hoping to avoid chelation or using the EDTA because then you have to rebuild all your minerals and vitamins because it takes out everything.
Right. Have you read the book Healing Celebrations?
I have, but that's been a number of years, and I have it on my desk ready to do it again and go through the first three steps.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, step one, detoxification. That's a really, you know, a nice thing to do. Most of us could use it. I mean, particularly after 6 months, if you haven't done a little fast, it's probably a great thing for all of us to do because we're all exposed one way or another through water, through contaminated air, and the foods that we're eating to a lot of toxicity. So it's a great way to get over that. So that's great. Anything else?
How should I get the information to you?
Oh, okay. The best way to do that is you can contact the website Tetra, T-E-T-R-A, Tetra at tetrahedron.org. That's the publishing company for all of my books, and they've been kind enough to relay that and forward all of those emails to me. That's Tetra, T-E-T-R-A, at tetrahedron.org. That's the geometric figure that's spelled T as in Thomas, E as in Edward, T as in Thomas, R-A-H as in Henry, E as in Edward, D as in David, R-O-N as in Nathan, .org as an organization, nonprofit publishing company. So those are the people that published the book Healing Celebrations, Emerging Viruses, Death in the Air, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, the latest one, and will be forthcoming soon by our Creator's Grace, the book Walk on Water. I'm just finishing that up.
Right. I'm excited to get that because I'm highly interested in using the musical tones. And but I'll get this information to this in the next couple of days, and I think that if their studies are accurate, you're going to be real excited about the improvement that it brings with autistic children.
Wonderful. You know, there's so many great new products that are coming out. Every year or so, you've got a, you know, half a dozen good products that have been coming out for various illnesses. A lot of them are focused on as homeopathic or biospirituality. You know, the whole concept, again, that we're spiritual beings first before we precipitate or crystallize into the physical. And if we can get to that level, which is where the right frequency generators work, where the hands-on healing and prayer works, those types of technologies are far superior, even though they may not have an immediate, instant effect that we can perceive, because it takes a little while for the changing of the physical in response to the spiritual. And people get impatient, and people think right away they've been indoctrinated to think they've got to pop a magic pill to instantly cure every ill. And that's simply not the Creator's way. That's the pharmaceutical industrialist way. And that's part of the gross deception and the culture in which we've been now educated into ignorance about how healing really, really results from this type of spiritual blessing first. So I think everything that we, when we see new products coming, a really great litmus test is this biospiritually oriented? If it is, there's, in my opinion, there's a much greater likelihood, so long as that the people are reliable that have done it, that have produced this product, and that there's some evidence of the research that's gone behind it, that you can rely on it far, far better than the toxic waste being pumped out by the pharmaceutical industrialists, which cause side effects and do not operate in sync or in harmony with your natural balance.
Right. I think that I felt that way about this company, but I wanted somebody's expertise like yours before I just went ahead and tried this with my own cleansing process. And I believe I read today in Mark, I don't remember the chapter, but it was the first time I read that there was a word by Jesus that said, it doesn't matter what food you put in your body, it matters what your attitude, mind, heart is.
You know, that's interesting. Yeah, I love that too. But let me just let me talk for a couple minutes about where I have been blessed to go over the last couple of weeks and looking at some extremely important revelations, because you triggered my thought on this when you said the mind-heart. You know, I think that certainly there's obviously a connection between the mind and heart. There's an obvious connection between the mind and emotions. And, of course, the love at the center of the heart, there's no question that there's a link to the mentality. But I think that we've got to, as a people, stop being led by our minds and really embrace the leadership that dwells within our hearts. And that leadership directs us into the mainstream of the love life wave, the grand life wave in which love is at the core. And I think that if we were, I mean, I think that that was the primary message that Yeshua, Jesus, had come out with. And that being the Prince of Peace as he was, the Messiah, that was exactly his greatest contribution and his purpose. The mission was, you know, salvation rests within that knowledge. And because I've gotten this, it is the original sin is where we identify that the Creator is not in our hearts any longer, and that there is not simply a, you know, when the Bible talks about the knowledge of good versus evil. Well, that is part of the understanding that there is the duality, that in fact the reality and the unity is that good and evil are interconnected. and that as creators or powerful co-creators, we as human beings, and I say that in quotes, human beings, I really believe that we're more superhuman beings that have been dumbed down. I mean, I can just observe in my lifetime the dumbing down of the population. I've seen how it has occurred even in just public health. Looking at, you know, in 1985, we were still educated that improvements in hygiene and nutrition brought about the great disappearance of the great plagues, from smallpox and polio to everything, was because of the improvements in people's hygiene and good nutrition, those infectious diseases disappeared. Today, after 1985, we've been taught that it's been the vaccinations that are given credit, and that's completely false. So there's historic revisionism in every aspect and during every time, but going way, way back to the understanding that the original sin in the differentiation between knowledge of good versus evil is literally setting us up for the great and grave duality that you or I, that you are separate from me, that you're really not integrated heart to heart with me as my sister. I think that that's the greatest and gravest falsehood, and I think that the Messiah came to preach love, and he said that salvation rests within that frequency, that vibration, that love reality. And he said that in a number of ways that people in his days could understand. He said, you are judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the goodness and love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And so I really don't think there's any evil in the heart per se. I think the blockages of the true loving frequency vibration that flows from the heavenly throne just infinitely, just continuously, eternally. That love frequency vibration is the core center of the heart. And it's our heads that think that when we are incarnated here, when we come into this life, that this is a hard place. If we're living in the kingdom of heaven, if the kingdom of heaven is near, that's right here, right now, metaphysically, which is the truth and the reality that the physics and the mathematics and the new revelations in science and even scripture really tells about, then life, when we begin life backwards, life spells evil by no accident. And so it's the great duality and the great and gross deception that when we live a life, we separate our hearts from the great spirit, and we lead our lives with our heads, which has the ego mechanism, which is the great survival mechanism, which introduces the concept of fear and scarcity and shortage and worry and concern and anger and all of that evaluation, which takes us out of our hearts and in the moment, the experience of being unified with each other from our heart center and being unified with our Creator as powerful co-creators here on this planet. And I think that that's the original sin, that's the original mistake that humanity made. And so, you know, this is what I've been looking at, and I appreciate your comments about, you know, your head versus your heart, which triggered me to share that with you.
Well, you triggered a bunch of thoughts on my mind, but just simply what I'm doing right now is recognizing the Holy Spirit from the moment I wake up all through the day. I just welcome the Holy Spirit so that I can listen for that word, and I use the word in the Bible, saturating myself with that as I find that it gives my body a peace. And with that peace, you can control the emotions like anger or any of the other negatives that might come up. And, you know, going along the course and in traffic or even at home and things might arise and there's a little conflict, I just immediately try to change any negative thought out loud to a positive one, even if I don't feel it. And then I'm just going as much as I can with Holy Spirit and recognizing the Holy Spirit. And Now I've heard a voice that, and that's what I'm doing in Helena, Montana, because I was told to move here by that Holy Ghost. And I asked why, and it just said because I would be safer. And so we just uprooted and came.
Awesome. Rebecca, thank you so much for sharing that. That is exactly where, you know, I'm working similarly. Friends and family, extended family, likewise have embraced that same practice that you've just described. And that, let me add to that, you know, you can also use Holy Spirit as synonymous with virtually that which flows through the kingdom of heaven. And what were we told to do by the Messiah? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else. He didn't say, then an automobile or your house or your refrigerator or your relationship, you know, your love, whatever. He said, all else. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all else will be falling unto you. And that is, again, the connection between the heart center and the fact that we're powerful co-creators when we simply live in love and allow the Messiah's words and prophecies and counsel to come true, that the steps of the righteous are ordered. You know, it's not our will be done, it's the Creator's will be done in our lives, on earth as it is in heaven. Well, that's exactly right here, right now. It's manifesting, and you don't have to worry. And so what your practice is, it simply affirms to me, I'm doing the same thing, sister, and I think that those of us who are awake and aware are doing that same thing, and the reinforcement for this now comes in a time where doing anything else is not only is not only unproductive, but it's deadly. We're killing ourselves. We know how stress is, how what a terrible toll on health stress can take, and that, you know, again, if you consider the connections that we've been making here on this program and in our written works between health and your spirituality, it's essentially, again, one. It's a connection through that Holy Spirit power that flows intracellularly and throughout the organism as mediated through the antenna to the Creator, the DNA. Again, read the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, folks, if you haven't read it already. And basically, you begin to understand that we are totally connected with that perfect universe. And when we step out of line, typically that stepping, before we've stepped, we have a thought to step, and we have an emotional urge that moves us to step. And I think what Rebecca is saying here, and what I've been saying here, is it's time to go into the heart center for our guidance and our leadership and walk. And you know what else? When you focus on the heart and the expression of love, your body posture actually changes. And your breath, we've talked in this program about oxygen, the element number 8, the Creator's number, is the one of the most healing of all of the elements. It's amazing how powerful oxygen is for healing and detoxification. No pathogen can survive oxygen. It's amazing. And so now the heart center is right on top of the lungs, or right in that area. That heart chakra is right over the lungs. When you start to lead your life instead of from your head with forward head posture, if you look at a lot of people who have forward head posture, it's not only a big stress and strain, it's indicative of people who are in their heads and are rushing around like chickens with their heads cut off, doing the next thing that they think they need to do to survive, you know? And so now I'm talking about leading with your heart. And when you lead with your heart, your chest comes out and allows further expansion of your lungs so that you can fully breathe, not these short breaths, you know, virtual, you know, gasping for more Yah, Creator number 8, element number 8. Remember, the Creator's name is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It means to breathe is to exist. That's the original name of our Creator, said to Moses at the burning bush. He said, my name is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Literally translated, it means to breathe is to exist. And so when we lead with our hearts, the chest comes out, it's expanded out, allowing more room for our creator, that element sacred number 8, to come into our bodies and bring with it what you're talking about, Rebecca, that Holy Spirit power of divine love, the power sourcing from the universe, comes into our body, and we radiate it. And that simply, above all, is what healing is all about. Then that's how we can fulfill the Messiah's prophecy, that we can touch others. We shall do more than what he has done. And it's, if not now, the end times, then when? It is now time that we have these discussions, sister. And I appreciate so much your being with us today and sharing this.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And while we were talking, I've even sat up taller with a smile on my face. But I did mention to one of my relatives that if she does not change her attitude and get more love on that heart, she's never going to make it through the bird flu.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's exactly it. Bird flu is fear. Fear-based consciousness is not heart love. You know, there's so much confidence when you go right into your heart center, know that the Creator is the person or the entity directing this whole thing. And, you know, it's amazing. I'm sure most of you listening have experienced an increase in the synchronicities of your lives. Little miracles and big miracles alike are happening for you folks, and by the way, it'll be blessed even more as you continue to follow this path. So we greatly appreciate you taking time and sharing these revelations with others, because we're a family. We're in unity. That is the great truth, and you can make a tremendous difference in your own circle of family and friends if you share these types of revelations. And by the way, we're getting close to the end of the hour. I want to encourage all of you to join us every week, at least once a week, and we're available twice a week for you on the Inside Hour. Rebecca, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you again on Wednesday. You can give us an update on the
Clathration.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Dr. Horowitz.
Be blessed. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
So, folks, please, if you've gotten any benefit from this, bring your friends and family to join us every week, at least once a week, if not twice, Wednesdays and Saturdays. We're on the Internet, and here is the here's a telephone number to join us on Wednesdays for the Inside Hour. Again, the time is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Hawaii time, it's 3 o'clock. And the telephone number to call in on Wednesdays at those times is 319-256-0500. That's 319-256-0500. And you want to use PIN number 713303 and then hit the pound sign. That's 713303. Hit the pound sign. You can also get into the chat room by going to healthyworlddistributing.com. healthyworlddistributing.com. And if you want to get any of the books and tapes and healthcare products that I recommend, for example, the great product called Green Harvest. If you're not on Green Harvest and you don't start your day with a good, excellent meal, which we make in fruit smoothies, easy to digest and awesome. The primary ingredient is amaranth. All the amino acids, all the enzymes, you could live off of that and water alone like the Aztecs and the Mayans did years ago. That's a great product. I start every day with a fruit smoothie made with Green Harvest. Call this number for any of the books, tapes, or health products such as Green Harvest. It's 1-888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. And if you're driving around, you're listening on an AM or FM station out there, don't get into an accident. There's an easy way to remember Dr. Horowitz's toll-free number. It's simply 888, that's toll-free, then 50-50-VIRUS, V-I-R-U-S. We got that when 1996 we came out with the book Emerging Viruses. And I want to thank Don from bbsradio.com for giving us the venue here to share with you the truths from our hearts and ultimately optimally touching your souls so that that Holy Spirit flows and that you become a complete blessing not only for yourself but for those around you, the loved ones, your family, your friends. ultimately, if we can do that, we've achieved a great deal. I want to thank Don from bbsradio.com, bloginservice.com, and I want to invite you back here. The telephone number again to call with your questions. We're out of time this hour, but next Inside Hour on Saturdays, you can simply call 888-268-4313, and international it's 281-419-7697. So thank you very, very much for joining us. I appreciate it. I want to thank also and highly encourage you to get in touch with Dwayne Robbins. If you haven't heard about LifeWave patch technology and want to lose some weight or want to get some increased energy, or if you want to learn about an awesome educational program called Pinnacle Quest, contact Dwayne Robbins, and I'll give you Dwayne's number. Ready? Here's Dwayne's number, 503-643-8777. That's 503-643-8777. Call Dwayne. Get engaged with Pinnacle Quest. Let's go offshore. Join us offshore. We're going to go to Malta, and then from Malta, we're going to be taking a sojourn to the Holy Land. We're going to check out a sister's property out there. She's been blessed like Moses. The seas are parting for her in the Middle East. We're going to check out a potential venue for the Beginning Times concert for the 144,000. Join us in the Middle East this coming February. March. We're going first to Malta with Pinnacle Quest, and then we're going to the Middle East. If you'd like to join us, call Dwayne Robbins at 503-643-8777. And that if you'd like to join us here in Hawaii, we've got two more spots for two more couples for a week spa. The telephone number, if you're interested in joining us in Hawaii, is area code 808-965-2112. This is Dr. Len Horowitz thanking you for joining us on the Inside Hour. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Love you. Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.